Becoming a U.S. citizen can be tough. Mounds of paperwork to fill out and file. It can be confusing if you're trying to figure it out on your own. On top of that, there's a small language quirk that can make the process even more difficult, sometimes impossible when some people take advantage of unsuspecting immigrants. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
A line of people stretches around the Yakima Valley Community College lobby. Some have waited here for hours for an event that technically hasn't started yet. Still, volunteers are busy ushering people in, giving instructions to help sort through the legalese in citizenship paperwork. That's a very important process. Immigrants often get the wrong advice from the wrong people, public notaries, posing as lawyers. Patricio Marquez is an assistant attorney general in Washington. He calls this problem a linguistic accident.
Individuals coming from other countries, in particular Latin American countries, come with an understanding that this term in Spanish, notario or notario público, is actually a title that is held by a lawyer.
In the U.S., public notaries can stamp your legal documents, but they're not attorneys. Mistaking notaries for lawyers is a common misconception in many immigrant communities. People may turn to public notaries for help for many reasons. For one, in small towns, there might not be local attorneys, or people might just want to save a few bucks. But in the long run, attorneys say they usually end up paying much more. Ana Diaz and her family know what can happen when you don't get advice from an attorney. Today, her mother is at the Yakima Citizenship Workshop, hoping to avoid a mistake her family made in the past, getting immigration advice from a public notary. When the family lived in Alabama, Diaz's sister, who is a U.S. citizen, tried to get her husband's citizenship status. She went to a public notary for advice.
And they told her that she had to pay, it was like $500 and then $600. And they came to the conclusion that he had to leave the United States for her to fix him some type of residency.
So he went to Mexico. After leaving the States without valid citizenship, he has to wait for an unknown amount of time to be able to re-enter here legally. So far, he's been stuck in Mexico for 3 years, away from his family, his wife and daughter. And there's not much they can do about it.
There you go. That's what we get for trusting people.
Tanya Linares Garcia is an attorney with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. Linares Garcia says lots can go wrong when fraudulent notaries get involved.
People charging immigrants for blank forms that they can find online themselves, to charging them to file applications that never file. There's a whole variety of things going on, from honest mistakes to just egregious fraud.
Linares Garcia has tried to help many people who realize they've been duped, often too late. The worst case scenarios can lead to people being processed for deportation.
It's really heartbreaking. It's such a vulnerable population.
That's why the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project has partnered with the Washington Attorney General to help stop notary fraud. The AG's office conducted a sweep in 2015. They were looking for people falsely advertising immigration services. The office has taken action in 4 cases from the sweep. Marquez says so far, the crackdown seems to be working.
A lot of them are operating sort of behind the scenes and under the table. I think it's important for an agency like ours to try to look under the rocks as much as we can.
He says the best advice for people looking to become a citizen, don't take shortcuts. Go to a real licensed attorney. Get advice on your paperwork. Like Ana Diaz did at the citizenship workshop in Yakima. Diaz says after what her family has been through, the assistance is welcome.
I think it's worth it because it's something that a lot of people want ever since they come here. It's worth whatever you're paying. You're going to be here with your family.
And that's a good place to be. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Yakima.